WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Right from the north, a tank video. I'm Elliot Francis. North Korea now says it reserves the right to launch an intercontinental ballistic missile whenever it chooses. Correspondent Pella Hancock's report.
We heard on Sunday from North Korea that they said they could launch an intercontinental ballistic missile at any time and from any location. It really just depends on the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, to give the green light.
That announcement comes after Kim announced in his New Year's address that the country had reached the final stages of ICBM development. Disturbing surveillance video released Sunday shows the initial seconds of the Fort Lauderdale airport shooting. Correspondent Boris Sanchez.
A spokesman for the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport would not comment on how this video was leaked, except to say that right now there is an investigation and that law enforcement is involved.
Authorities say that shooting left five dead, many others wounded. I'm Elliot Francis. Republicans are holding confirmation hearings this week for Trump cabinet nominees. Correspondent Ryan Nobles tells more.
Cabinet hearings begin this week. On Tuesday in particular, Jeff Sessions, his pick for Attorney General, and John Kelly, his pick for the Department of Homeland Security, will begin their scrutiny by members of the Senate. And there is this concern from Democrats that the Office of Government Ethics feels as though the paperwork process, the pre-screening of these candidates, has not gone quickly enough. But the transition believes that this is something that will get done in timely fashion, and then they believe that the Democrats are just trying to cause a problem where one doesn't exist.
A GoFundMe campaign for the mentally disabled young man brutalized by four black teenagers in Chicago in an attack shown live on Facebook has raised a ton of money. That campaign, called the Let's Show the Chicago Victim Love, had a goal of $10,000. It's now reached more than $115,000. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. With wind chills in single digits and points south of D.C. still dealing with the aftermath of the weekend snow, a few schools are affected today. From the WMAL Storm Center in Maryland, St. Mary's County schools are closed. Calvert County schools are closed. In Virginia, Stafford County schools are opening 2 hours late. Spotsylvania County schools are closed today. Now, the district is spending a pretty penny to put on inauguration festivities. Pretty pennies they expect to get back from Congress.
Congress has appropriated $19 million to the district for inauguration-related expenses, but Mayor Muriel Bowser expects the actual cost to be closer to $30
million. That's not unlike previous years where we have spent more, and we knew that we would spend more than the appropriation, but we've gone back to request what the actual expenditures were, and I don't think that we've been far off in collecting what has been expended.
She says Congress has always been cooperative in the past on getting money back, and they don't have any reason to believe it'll be different this time around. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. is also preparing for protesters to be out in force on Inauguration Day.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says they don't have a reason to believe inauguration protesters will get violent, but
my expectation of this entire team is that they have prepared for any and all circumstances.
Interim D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham.
We've had a number of demonstrations here in the city since the election, and we consider it a circumstance that we're very well prepared to deal with.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Administrators at a school in Anne Arundel County are condemning a racist petition circulated by a few students that encouraged classmates to join a white supremacist movement. Administrators confiscated the petition on Friday and interviewed the students who were involved. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,964, the NASDAQ at 55,21. Sports, the Wizards beat the Bucks in Milwaukee. NFL playoffs, the Steelers win, the Packers win. College basketball, 11th-ranked Virginia wins, Navy wins, AU and GW lose. Hockey, the Caps are in Montreal tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rugs. Cleaning needs just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. Good. In fact, in each direction, no problems, no delays. Just keep alert on the Beltway. Had a minor crash to the shoulder if you're heading on the inner loop toward 355 and Connecticut Avenue. Right in that stretch, one was on the right shoulder, not causing any delays. But you are coming up on that at speed, obviously. So use caution. 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway looks good. Virginia, 95, 395, heading into D.C. Good start to our Monday morning travel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold weather sticking around. A gray start here as we head on through the morning. Lots of clouds around today. Some limited sunshine, about 30. May see a flurry, maybe a snow shower, especially as you get to the west. Overnight tonight, becoming cloudy after some breaks early, 22. Colder outside the Beltway. Cloudy tomorrow, near 40. Now meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Right now, 5. In Stafford, 17 in Greenbelt, 17 degrees in Washington. Meryl Streep wins a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Golden Globes. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL. It's time to get up, and it's time to, you know, do what you can to stay warm, because I'm telling you, we're going to have continuing coverage of it's cold this morning. It is plenty cold out there. Temperatures right now at Reagan National, 17 degrees, so bundle up and take it easy as you move around this morning. We've got a great show lined up for you coming up at 7:05 this morning. Joe DeGenovar, legal analyst, will join us at 8:05. Oh, my gosh, did you see the Golden Globe? Or did you hear about them? Christian Toto, film critic, will join us at 8:05 to talk about that. We're also going to talk about that before we get to 8:05. Trust me. And then at 8:35, you know him, you love him. You can't live without him. Tucker Carlson, who starts his new program. It's not a new program. It's a new time tonight on the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson, and I'm very happy to be joined in studio today by Vince Colonnaise. He's the big guy, the big cheese over at the Daily Caller. Good morning to you, Vince.
Good morning, Brian. It is a cold morning, and I'm thankful that no one stole my car while I was warming it up today.
Man, I'm telling you, it's one of those mornings. It really, really is. All right, we want to start out by talking about Donald Trump. And the fact, we were talking about this before the show, Vince. I mean, this guy hasn't even taken office yet, but already, he's done something that I think is actually probably healthy for this town. He has rattled cages everywhere. I mean, this is sort of what he has done. He's sort of made everybody a little nervous. There's a story in the Baltimore Sun this morning, and the headline is, "Federal Workers Increasingly Nervous About the Arrival of Donald Trump." And they go on to talk about how Donald Trump is going to put on a hiring freeze. Republicans in Congress are going to give him a law that will allow it, the executive branch to make it easier for them to get rid of non-performers or poor performers in government. And that federal workers are a little nervous. And, you know, he's rattled cages in the intelligence community at the Pentagon and elsewhere as well. But it is, I think, true that in this town where, you know, we have so many federal workers, many people right now within the sound of my voice are federal workers. And my question for you is, given the fact that Donald Trump says he's going to come in and shake up federal government, as a federal worker, are you excited about that? Or, as the Baltimore Sun suggests, are you nervous about that? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Get on the line right now and share with me. I mean, listen, we have a lot of respect for many of the federal workers who come in every day and do their jobs. But let's be honest. Look around the agency and where you work. There's some dead wood there, right? Doesn't it need to be sort of trimmed out? Don't we need to cut the dead wood? Don't we need to get rid of those people who don't perform? You know, shouldn't we make it easier for government to get rid of those people? Don't you think it's probably a good idea that government be shrunk a little bit? Or do you feel like in your particular agency, your mission is so vital that there's just no way you could get by with less? I'd really like to know where you are, because I know many people listening to the show really like the idea of Donald Trump as president. But if you're a federal worker and you look at what he's saying and the things that Republicans are about to do, does it make you nervous or does it make you excited? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. As I said earlier, I think it's a good thing that cages are being rattled. I think it's a good thing that people who work within the federal government are stopping and having to take stock. And I think it's a good thing that we look at every facet of government and try to make the following, you know, calculation.
Brian,
is it working or is it not working?
Of course. And Brian, how often have you had a conversation with a federal worker who said, yeah, you know, things are going well, but I just wish that the federal government, this bureaucracy, it's so hard to fire people. It's so hard to sort of make things more efficient. This guy's been there for years. I'm not sure why he's there anymore. These conversations I constantly have with federal workers who've assessed, like, hey, things aren't working around me. I'm doing my job, but if only things were easier, if we could streamline the process a little bit. We've got all these extra people. I'm not sure why we have these people or what they're doing.
Yeah, I hear from people I know who work in the federal government who say, look, you know, I look around my own agency, and I think what we do is generally very important. But I look at the inefficiency, I look at the waste, I look at the bureaucracy, and I wish that there was a way that that could be streamlined. And so I don't think it's unusual for federal workers to look around and say, no, there's room for improvement here. To the phone lines, oh man, it's already, boy, y'all guys are up and at them this morning. 5:11 and you're already on the line. Dean and Frederick, you're on with Brian and Vince Colonnaise this morning. What do you say?
Hey, good morning, guys. I work in federal law enforcement, and I can tell you that myself and a lot of my colleagues are extremely excited about this because there's a lot of civilian side federal workers that support us that make our job 10 times harder because they don't do their job.
Can you give me a more illustrious, I don't want you to, you know, give, you know, tell stories out of school or anything like that, but give me some example in a generic way if you can.
For instance, HR department, they make our job harder because when we get a little bit of time to go there to get our financials or retirement or things like that taken care of, the quality, I guess I would say, of people working there and the ability and willingness to help in those aspects which they're assigned to do is extremely poor. And we have no outlet to basically write a complaint or, you know, take any issues we have with that department anywhere because there's zero oversight on that aspect. However, flip it around, and we're held to completely different standards, which is understandable, but in the, you know, secretarial aspect,
right,
there's no one we can go to voice our opinion to get, you know, any better help or you know, file just basic, you know, complaint like, hey, this person didn't help us.
So you would be very much in favor of this idea of finding ways to get rid of the poor performers.
Absolutely.
All right. Listen, Dean, thank you so much. I want to get to some other calls here, but I appreciate that call early on a Monday morning. How about Alex in Chantilly? Alex, you're on with Brian and Vince Colonnaise this morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good morning.
The last caller said, I'm in agreement. I've been a federal law enforcement officer for over 13 years now. And, you know, just being in the federal system, prior to that, being in, you know, the corporate world, if you mess up, if you're a non-performer, it's easy to get rid of you. In the federal system, it's nearly impossible. It's an act of God almost to try to get rid of somebody. So what happens is the super performers end up doing the job of the folks that aren't performing. And it gets very disheartening for us. So I'm looking forward to the new administration and possibly a way to, you know, get rid of some of these folks that are not up to the task and, you know, frankly, just took the job because it was an easy government job. I hear that all the time, that they didn't sign up for this. That's not really my job. You know, it was easy for me to get in. It's not that hard to do. But, you know, in my line of work, you know, it just doesn't cut the mustard.
And you got to wonder if you're like Alex, you use the word super performer. If you're a super performer in the government, you have to wonder to what extent your enthusiasm has been diminished by all the other people around you.
Doesn't that cause morale problems for the people who are really out there trying to do good work?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's why we have a hard problem with retaining really good employees. We lose constantly a lot of people to other agencies where they feel they can, you know, really perform and be around other people that are performing.
All right.
You know, it's very easy to, you know, poison everyone else when, you know, we have so many people that are just not doing, and we're talking, you know, minimal standards here, not going above and beyond.
All right, we're going to leave it right there and come back to some more calls in just a moment. So, you know, Donald Trump says he's going to, clean up federal government. And there are reports in the Baltimore Sun that people are nervous. So you're a federal worker. You're on your way to your federal worker job. As a federal worker, are you nervous or are you excited about this prospect? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Now 5:15, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Relatively quiet start here on our Monday morning commute. Here we go on 66, making it easy for you as we make our travel east out of Gainesville and up through to the Capitol Beltway. Even inside the Beltway, looks pretty decent here. I'm not seeing any problems. Continuing toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, 95, 395 in good shape. Do watch on the Beltway. We have a broken down car. If you're heading on the Interloop, crossing the Wilson Bridge in Alexandria, Interloop, right as you come up to Route 1, it looks like it's going to be the far right side, the local exits, the right lane blocked again. Flashing lights. Police are behind the car now. On the Beltway, Maryland, no troubles to report. We had an earlier minor crash Interloop near 355. That was cleared to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is. Showers today. Even a few snow flurries are possible. A high near 30. They say most of this will happen west of town, but nonetheless, be weather aware. Tonight, cold, 22. Tomorrow, it looks like we're going to have cloudy skies and a temperature near 40, but tomorrow night, more rain showers. They say a 90% chance of rain. Wednesday looks like a pretty interesting day, low 50s. Thursday, in the mid-60s. Are you kidding me? And on Friday, highs in the low 50s, but currently outside in the nation's capital, it is a very chilly 17 degrees, and that's at Reagan National. It's colder elsewhere, I can assure you. So stay bundled up, stay warm this morning. 5:17 on WMAL.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
All right, so Baltimore Sun has a story saying federal workers are very concerned about the arrival of Donald Trump. They're really afraid he's going to shake up some things, that people are going to be fine. There's going to be a hiring freeze. And by the way, those Republicans, those mean old nasty Republicans, are going to try to make it easier to fire ineffective, poor performing federal workers. If you're a federal worker and you were a supporter of Donald Trump, does this make you excited or does it make you just a little nervous, as the Baltimore Sun seems to suggest? Ron in Fairfax, I love this. Ron in Fairfax, you're on with Brian and Vince Colonnaise this morning.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. There, from my observation, a couple of places really have strong inefficiencies. One is personnel. It is hard. I mean, you know, you talk about getting rid of people. It's hard to hire good people you want because it can just take months. Just human resources. I mean, for other, you know, benefit questions, they're fine, but getting people on board. Also, I found contracting can be very slow, you know, for those functions being taken over. It makes it hard to get rid of a poor performing contractor because it takes so long to get a replacement.
Do you have a story to tell in that regard?
Yeah, well, in terms of personnel, I mean, I know of a woman who has not been physically seen in the office for 6 or 7 years.
What?
Who is just a poor performer, has, you know, wrapped herself in the guise of whistleblower, and, you know, has, you know, been fired, reinstated. And that's the other thing. It's, you know, the other reason it's hard to fire people is just a lot of technicalities. People cover themselves in whistleblower complaints. You know,
yeah.
Oh, I'm really a whistleblower. They're trying to get rid of me. They get pressed. There are law firms that specialize in defending these people and collecting huge fees.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good work, though, if you don't have to show up for 7 years and things are still going all right for your paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. I mean, it still beats retirement.
All right, Ron.
And those people have a lot of seniority, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that call, and that's very discouraging. That's very disheartening. It really is. How about, Mike in Crofton? You're on with Brian and Vince this morning. What do you say?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, me, I'm excited. By the way, I retired military. I worked as a contractor, and I also am now working as a government employee. I am excited. I will admit that there are some people around me who are nervous. And I'm saying you have nothing to be nervous about. The problem I see, though, is when the federal government reduces, it never reduces smartly because it's so inefficient in everything it does, including when it reduces people.
Yeah, so you're saying that as we decide to trim, we need to be smart about it, right?
But we won't because the government is so built-in bureaucratic. I also echo what the prior caller said about HR and hiring. I'm hiring people all the time, but I bring a person in, has a clearance, been working the job as a contractor, bringing them in. You know, it takes 4 weeks, and they still probably don't have computer access or a phone yet.
Wow.
And for 4 weeks, this is a person who already knows the job, already has been doing the job, and already has a clearance. 4 weeks. Still can't do their work.
4 weeks sitting around doing nothing because they can't get a computer clearance.
Yeah. Well, they do something, but just not as efficient as they could be.
Yeah. All right, how about Gerald in Arlington? You're up next with Brian and Vince. What do you say there, Gerald?
Well, and from my department, I was one of not many who said that if Donald Trump had won, that they would quit. And I don't want them exactly to know who I am, but I would like to know, are they going to quit now? Because they put their opinion often at the water cooler, how if Donald Trump was elected, they would quit. And I think with CNN did a poll saying that 35% of government workers said they would quit. There's our solution right there.
Right, some self-termination going on in the
government. Well, see, I sort of wonder to some degree whether or not that is what is going and what his strategy is. Make people a little nervous. Make them on edge. Make them decide maybe now is the time to hang it up.
It does sound like a lot of federal government or government workers are worried that Donald Trump won't live up to his promise of firing their colleagues.
Well, this one I think he will live up to. More of your call straight ahead, 522.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
Oh, you have great intentions in the new year, but how many of those intentions actually get followed through on? We all know the drill. The new year comes, you make some decent attempts at good resolutions, try to be healthy, try to save money, more family time, then... well, we just don't do it, right? Well, it's Brian Wilson to help you take a giant leap in the right direction right now with one call to Ackerman Security. Why Ackerman Security? Well, they cost less, about half the cost of the big guys. They are experienced with over 1 million men, women, and children protected. Families like yours and mine. Ackerman also offers the industry's only guaranteed response time, and switching to Ackerman is easy. It literally costs nothing. They can use your existing equipment. Transfer onto the Ackerman system in a matter of moments. So visit AckermanSecurity.com to see how to make your family and your wallet safer. Right now, for a limited time, take advantage of their New Year's resolution special and get 3 months of monitoring for free. Visit AckermanSecurity.com. That's AckermanSecurity.com.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Are you retired or soon will be? Is your will up to date? Don't want to leave a mess for your family to clean up.
I'm Attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Alexandria, broken down car, but you're coming up on it at speed, so that could be a problem. We don't want it to be a crash, so keep alert if you're on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. Once you come off of the Wilson Bridge, those far right local lanes, it's the right lane block, police behind the car, so you see the flashing lights on the approach. No problems to report. The rest of the Beltway through Annandale, Tyson looks good. In Ashburn, reports of a crash is going to be right at Shreveport Drive and Belmont Ridge Road. So Belmont Ridge Road, Shreveport Drive, right in Ashburn. Reports of the crash. Police on their way. 270, bit of volume now as you just head past the Monocacy. Just starting to see some of those delays set in place. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold weather sticking around. A gray start here as we head on through the morning. Lots of clouds around today. Some limited sunshine, about 30. You may see a flurry, maybe a snow shower, especially as you get to the west. Overnight tonight, becoming cloudy after some breaks early, 22. Colder outside the Beltway. Cloudy tomorrow, near 40. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, Reagan National, 17 degrees colder in other areas than our listening area, so stay warm this morning. Talking about Donald Trump and how federal workers are nervous, we hear, according to the Baltimore Sun, about the coming of the Trump administration, how he might actually try to clean up some of the bloat and inefficiency in government, and they're a little nervous about that. How about you, Andrew and Manassas? You're on with Brian and Vince Colonnaise this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just transitioned out of the military to go work in the federal government. I work in intelligence, and I can't tell you how many. There's one of the things that I see a lot of is showing up on time. For example, my office starts at 7, correct? Right?
Right.
And there's about 7 people in my office who have worked out a deal to show up at 9 because they have kids that they want to see off to school. Now, on top of that, I can't tell you how many people, how many of them call in and say, hey, I'm running a little bit late because of traffic. They don't show up until almost 10 o'clock, but then they still leave at the normal time.
Oh, my.
And don't stay late because, you know, they show up late.
Well, that's something that I'm hoping becomes an intolerable thing in this coming administration.
That they're able to get, you know, just getting people to work on time under control. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
that'd be a good start to the federal government.
How about if I showed up at like 7 some morning? How would that go over? 527 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and I'd like to take this moment to thank you for making 2016 our best year ever. You've heard me on this station for over a decade, and there's a reason we're the number one Christian-owned mortgage lender in the area. It's our unwavering commitment to using our Christian values to serve our community. With the Fed recently raising interest rates again, you may not understand how this impacts you, but I do. Listen, we're not going to tease you into giving you money back by raising your interest rate like some of those other companies. Rates are going up. You have to get pre-approved now. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, looking to take cash out or eliminate your PMI, together, let's make 2017 your best year ever. Call us now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or visit our website, cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test.
Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
This is a very big week for the Trump administration in one regard. A lot of the people that Donald Trump has chosen to serve in his cabinet are undergoing these confirmation hearings. We'll give you a rundown on it. And believe it or not, the Washington Post even had something nice to say about one of the people on that list. You'll be surprised. It's coming up right after the news, 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Bone-chilling cold is just making things worse in points south and east of D.C. where the weekend snowfall was greater than it was here. So as a result, a few schools are affected today. From the WMAL Storm Center in Virginia, Stafford County schools are opening 2 hours late. Spotsylvania County schools are closed. In Maryland, St. Mary's County schools are closed, and Calvert County schools are also closed. Meryl Streep was honored at the Golden Globes for a lifetime of notable work last night. Then she took the opportunity to make a sustained attack on President-elect Donald Trump.
Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence. When the powerful use their position to bully others, we all lose.
In a nearly six-minute address while accepting the award, Streep denounced Mr. Trump. He told the New York Times overnight that he didn't watch the Golden Globes last night, but says he's not surprised that he came under attack from what he called liberal movie people. President-elect Trump now has most of his cabinet choices in place, ready for confirmation hearings, and the current president now has some advice for his successor.
President Obama, in an interview with ABC's This Week, says Donald Trump cannot simply dictate everything or dismiss things like what intelligence agencies are telling him, or let others handle the tough chores.
As soon as you walk into this office after you've been sworn in, you're now in charge of the largest organization on earth. You can't manage it the way you would manage a family business.
The president-elect is supposed to say this week how he'll distance himself from his businesses. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,964. The Nasdaq at 55,21. Sports, NFL, the Steelers and Packers are advancing after wins yesterday. NBA, the Wizards win. College basketball, wins for Virginia and Navy. Losses for AU and GW. NHL, the Caps are in Montreal tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. You know, I started EMP 180 Weight Loss to finally get a handle on my weight. I started over the holidays and, well, I've lost 5 pounds already. Now, with EMP 180, I know exactly what I'm going to eat next, and I just follow their plan. Someone asked me the other day, well, can I still eat the same way I do now? And the answer is no. Of course, that's the point. It's about changing your relationship with foods, your behaviors. That's how you change. Meredith, my beautiful wife, she just joined too, and EMP is helping us with eating out. You know, we go out at least 4 times a week, and yes, you can still stay on the plan eating out. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 703-992-0620.
The Washington Camping RV Expo is back in 2017. Discover the best way to hit the road. January 13th through the 15th. Get everything you need for your outdoor adventures. Shop special show pricing on a full lineup of RVs. Find a variety of floor plans to meet every budget and camping style from the nation's top manufacturers. You don't want to miss these deals. Now is the time to buy. And it's only at the Dulles Expo Center. For more information, visit WashingtonRVExpo.com.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. And maximum tax deduction. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll start Virginia, Leesburg area. The gas main repairs continue. You can get through, but might have some delays here this morning. So keep a watch on Market Street at Plaza Street. Just plan for that. So if you're coming eastbound on Market Street, do watch. You'll have at least a lane closure there. Police and crews were at the scene of the gas repairs. Also, Ashburn, Belmont Ridge Road at Shreveport Drive, reports of a crash. 66, we're in good shape to start off here out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway. No incidents reported. A little bit of volume, 95, Virginia and Stafford, again toward the Occoquan. And here we come, Maryland on 270 out of Frederick. Heavy off and on down toward the Monocacy as you try to head down toward Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold weather not going anywhere, at least for today. We'll get a little bit better tomorrow, but still below average by a couple degrees. 30 this afternoon, that's it. Cloudy, cold start. Some peaks sunshine at times today. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then cloudy again later, 22 outside the Beltway teens. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 40. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 17 in Alexandria, 10 in Germantown, 17 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's a cold, chilly Monday morning. Get up, get around, get started. And while you're doing that, we're going to give you all the information you need to have to start your day. So when you get to the water cooler, you'll have stuff to talk about. 7:05, Joe DeGenova, legal analyst, will join us. Then at 8:05, oh, what about those Golden Globes last night? What about Meryl Streep? If you haven't heard, it's going to tick you off. Christian Toto will join us at 8:05. And at 8:35, you know him, you love him, you can't live without him. Tucker Carlson from the Fox News Channel will join us. I'm Brian Wilson. Very happy to be joined today by Vince Colonnaise, the head honcho, the big cheese over at the Daily Caller. Hello, hello, Vince. Good
morning. I am so thrilled to be here. Thank you, Brian.
It's good to be the big cheese, though, isn't it?
It's always good to be the big cheese.
All right. So this is an important week in Trump world. A lot of things are going to happen this week. I mean, what's 11 days until the inauguration. And of course, Donald Trump would like to start his administration with a few people in his cabinet, right?
Absolutely.
So you got to go through this thing called advice and consent of the Senate. You got to get your Senate confirmation done. And this is the week when a lot of that is going to happen. Listen to this lineup. We're going to have confirmation hearings this week for Jeff Sessions to be the Attorney General, Rex Tillerson to be the Secretary of State, James Mattis to be the Secretary of Defense, John Kelly over at HHS, Elaine Chao, Transportation, Ben Carson at HUD, Wilbur Ross at Commerce, and Mike Pompeo over at the CIA. I would say that of those people on that list, the two that are probably going to be the most interesting that you should keep a close eye on are the confirmation hearings for Jeff Sessions as Attorney General and Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State.
Definitely.
Those are the ones that I think the Democrats are going to come out with their guns blazing on. Look, I think that every one of these will get through. I don't see anybody who won't get through, given the fact that you only need now, 50 votes? If you wait until you have Vice President Pence, then you only need 50 votes to get this done. But I think a lot of these guys are going to go through pretty easily. What do you think about Sessions? Let's talk about Sessions first as Attorney General, because there was a story this weekend in the Washington Post in which they actually said, he's a nice guy. I couldn't believe this story. Jeff Sessions should have been a tough sell in the Senate, says the Washington Post, but he's too nice. And he goes on to talk about Jeff Sessions, and here he says, he's one of the more well-liked members in the Senate, a place that still retains elements of one of the world's most exclusive clubs. He is genial, respectful, and patient toward colleagues and staff, and that has given fellow Republicans and even some Democrats reasons not to scrutinize, quote-unquote, the more unsavory allegations of his political history. Well, they did take a turn there at the end, didn't they? But what do you think about Jeff Sessions? Because a lot of the things that they're going to try to raise are over 30 years old.
And if you're Jeff Sessions, I mean, look at the process. The whole point of a Senate confirmation process is to familiarize yourself with the candidates for these very positions. If you're Jeff Sessions, you are the best-known nominee out of every single candidate for an agency across the board, just hands down. These senators know this person. They know Jeff Sessions. And that's why in the Washington Post piece you just cited, Susan Collins from Maine, who is hardly known for being a right-winger, she's not, is going to be the person who actually introduces Jeff Sessions tomorrow and give him an endorsement for attorney general. I think that's going to go a far way in terms of convincing Democrats, like, hey, this is not the fight.
You're right about that. And this is usually done by somebody from that senator's state, right? And you would be the other, maybe in most cases like this, it'd be the other senator. But in this particular case, he has asked Susan Collins to introduce him at the Senate confirmation hearing. And Susan Collins is a very moderate Republican. She is the epitome. If you look up the term rhino in the political dictionary, you see Susan Collins' picture right to the left.
She's the type of Republican that would drive every Trump supporter crazy. In fact, she opposed Trump, and here she is now supporting Jeff Sessions as Attorney General.
And I think that's going to go a long way. And then, look, the allegations that are going to be raised by Democrats are 30 years old, and they have to go back when he was nominated by Reagan to be a federal judge. And the federal judgeship went down in flames after Ted Kennedy came after him, and they dredged up a bunch of stuff that, to me, I was there. I covered it. I remember it distinctly. Was a bunch of BS. It was just never. But what we didn't understand at that time was that Ted Kennedy was using the Sessions nomination as a warm-up for the strategy that they would use against other nominees like Robert Bork, like, you know, Clarence Thomas. And, you know, it was poor Jeff Sessions that bore the brunt of that, and it was a strategy that had not been seen before, and quite frankly, in the case of Jeff Sessions, it worked.
Right. The goal would be, if you're going to stop a nominee, to undermine them through a character attack. Yeah. And in this case, they're going to have to face the reality that even in Jeff Sessions' history, the thing that you hear a lot of his supporters mentioning is the fact that he was able to get the death penalty for a KKK member. He pursued it aggressively and was able to secure that, and also that he desegregated schools. So if you're going to come at him as a racist for whatever reason, and it seems like the book on that is a very thin pile of evidence, then you're going to also have to rebut what the defense is going to bring in this case, if you want to use that term. And that's that he has a strong record on civil rights. And in fact, he has even received the endorsement of several civil rights leaders from his own state. So my guess is that Jeff Sessions at this point, while somewhat controversial as we go into the next 2 days, is probably going to clear and make it in pretty easily.
Rex Tillerson over at State Department is a man who's the current and soon to leave ExxonMobil as the CEO. And a lot of Democrats say, well, he's too cozy with Russia. Because he went to Russia and somehow was able to talk them into a deal in which they extract oil from under Russian soil, and somehow that makes him suspect. The best thing that I read about Tillerson, and it went largely ignored, was an article by a young woman who served on a jury with him.
Right.
Did you read that article?
I saw this. It was a great piece.
It was a great piece. She doesn't reveal.
By the way, she's an incredible writer, too.
She's a very good writer. But she doesn't reveal until the end that, number one, she is female. Number two, that she's like in her 20s. And that she didn't vote for Donald Trump. But she had this experience of watching Rex Tillerson work as a member of a jury. They asked him at one point, they didn't even really know who he was at first, and they asked him to be the jury foreman because he just seemed like a natural leader.
Right.
And he said, no, I don't want
this.
He turned it down. But then she went on to talk about when the jury started to get deadlocked, how he was the one that brought it all together. He was the guy who was able to go through and recount all of the facts in the case and bring the deadlocked member juries to a verdict, and how she was very impressed with his actions in that day. So Rex Tillerson, I think, if that story gets told, That goes a long way to telling you a little bit about the character of the man, I think.
For sure. And it showed that he was a decent person. And he stayed in touch with her after the trial, too.
That's right, yeah.
And that showed, I thought it showed a lot of nice things about him. We'll see if that's truly who he is.
Yeah, I get the impression he's just a good old Texas boy. Listen, there's more to talk about with confirmations. We'll pick that up in just a moment. It is now 5:44.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, the Commander of U.S. Cyber Command, and Director of the National Security Agency recently addressed emerging cyber challenges and the game plan to confront them. The official's remarks were given before the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing on foreign cyber threats to the United States last week. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
5:45, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway in Bethesda, do watch. We had accident activity on the inner loop, 355. Had been over to the right shoulder and still might see some flashing lights. Not seeing much of any backups. You really want to use caution through that stretch. Don't want it to be a second accident. For 270, southbound, heading past the Monocacy toward Urbana. Just that volume on the increase. Not seeing any early problems on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, George-Washington Parkway. Even Suitland Parkway, that's looking good. Now, Virginia, heading out of Gainesville toward Manassas. Again, just on the increase, the number of cars out there. Leesburg, East Market Street at Plaza Street remains impacted by gas line repairs. So plan for a little extra time as you head out this morning. For now, you're getting by without any delay. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold weather not going anywhere, at least for today. We'll get a little bit better tomorrow, but still below average by a couple degrees. 30 this afternoon, and that's it. Cloudy, cold start. Some peaks of sunshine at times today. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then cloudy again later, 22 outside the Beltway teens. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 40. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital at Reagan National, 17 degrees. It is colder elsewhere, so bundle up this morning. This is one of those mornings where I left my laptop in the car overnight. When I came in and plugged it in, it didn't want to work. It's just that cold. It's just cold outside, folks. I'm sorry. Continuing coverage of It's Cold. We're talking about all the confirmation hearings that are going to take place this week. We mentioned Jeff Sessions. We mentioned Attorney General Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State. And that's going to be interesting. But, I mean, that is just the beginning. James Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis, over at the Department of Defense will begin his confirmation hearings this week. This is a guy that I'm really excited to see take over the reins of the Department of Defense. I don't see, Vince, do you, any issues here with Mattis?
I don't think so. He's course, there's a lot of bipartisan support.
Don't they have
guy.
To give him that special pass?
They do.
Because he was a general.
He was too recently a general. You need that. The idea being that civilian leadership is needed in order to run the Department of Defense, but he's ripe for getting through that process and being approved and getting the waiver, and he's also got a lot of bipartisan support. His name, if you recall, was one of the few that after it was announced, Democrats came out and were like, yeah, I'm kind of okay with this guy.
Yeah, and that they set up an expedited consideration of this waiver that he is required to get.
The real trick, I think, for Mattis is going to be after he's confirmed, whether he's actually going to be able to do the things that so many people in the Defense Department hopes he can, which is to sort of clean out that bureaucracy. We were talking about federal jobs this morning.
Right, right.
Mattis has a big job ahead of him if he's going to make the Pentagon a cleaned up place to work.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. John Kelly, HHS, I don't see any real problems there. Elaine Chao, she's a known entity and happens to also be married to the majority leader of the Senate.
Right, and she's gone through this process before.
Yeah, she's up for Secretary of Transportation. I think that may be the quickest confirmation hearing known to mankind. Ben Carson over at HUD, what do you think?
Well, Ben Carson, this is a question mark because of his experience, and I will see. My sense is that Ben Carson will probably succeed, and he'll make it through. I don't expect many questions about him as a person. What I do is expect questions about him and his experience, and we'll see. He is a sort of a gaffe machine. We've seen Ben Carson many times say things, even in the service of trying to get Donald Trump elected, that didn't quite square with the things you should say when you're trying to get somebody elected to higher office. So as he's facing questioning by the Senate, I imagine Ben Carson's going to produce a few sound clips that you're going to be hearing again going through his hearing process.
I don't disagree. William Ross, Commerce, I don't see any issues there. Mike Pompeo over at CIA, again, given all of the criticism and the tenseness apparently between the Trump machine and the intelligence community,
yes,
I think this wouldn't be one to watch. I think he'll probably get through. I don't expect that there'll be any problem, but it should be a very interesting confirmation.
Well, here. In his case, I imagine you'll probably hear a lot of questions about how much faith does he and does the president-elect have in the intelligence community, and can you actually lead something you don't trust? That's the basis of what the Democratic line of attack is right now. And not just for him, but for every single one of these nominees, expect them to face Donald Trump tweets. They're going to be read tweets out in the Senate. Hey, do you agree with this sentiment? This guy who's been elected president of the United States said this. He criticized this celebrity. Whatever it is, you'll begin to hear a lot of the public record about Donald Trump read out loud in the Senate, and they'll be challenged to figure out whether or not they agree with it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. So these confirmation hearings are all scheduled this week. It's going to be a very busy week. It's going to actually be, there are so many things going on, it's going to be hard. This is one of those weeks where it's going to be really hard to keep up with all of the activity. I read that the majority leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, would love for the president-elect to have his national security team confirmed before January 20th.
Well, that would be helpful.
That would be helpful.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice, especially given all of the risks and attacks that we face. It's time to come in with some help and make sure you have a good national security team in front of you.
It's a 551 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Let's check in with L. Rushbo.
The U.S. District Court in New Hampshire just made it harder for New England fishermen to earn a living and stay in business. At issue is a new regulation from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Under the rule, fishermen have to actually pay the cost to have a government nanny on board their vessels. This government monitor, this nanny, is there to make sure the fishermen are obeying all other federal regulations. Now, in the past, when the federal government wanted monitors on board fishing vessels, they paid for it at a cost of over $700 a day. Then last year, the federal government claimed it could no longer afford to pay that, so they wrote a new regulation that passed the cost on to the fishermen. David Gethel is one of the lead plaintiffs in a coalition of fishermen that sued the feds. He says fishing is his passion and his livelihood, but he's afraid that he won't be able to stay in business if he's forced to pay out of pocket for these federal monitors. Now, the court dismissed the fishermen's lawsuit, so thanks to the regime, New England fishermen have to fish or cut bait. They have to figure out how to carry yet another government-imposed expense in their overhead or look for another way to make a living. And this is no fish story. It's liberal reality, which stinks from the head down. And I thought they cared about the little guy.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
This is Jeff.
Hi.
Jeff has a few things in life he isn't sure about, like how to ask out Joanna.
I'm just trying to work out the best way to do it.
But one thing Jeff does know is that the experts at NerdWallet.com make finding the right credit cards easy.
Using your preferences, NerdWallet.com searches through over 1,700 credit cards to find the ones that match you best. By the way, who are you?
Me.
And why are you following me? It's creepy. Visit NerdWallet.com to make sure you have the credit cards that work best for you, because nothing beats knowing. NerdWallet.com.
Filing your taxes alone might sound fast, but with Jackson Hewitt, you could get money today. This year, the IRS announced delayed refunds. But at Jackson Hewitt, you could get an express refund advance of up to $1,300, 0% APR loan. Can't get that online. Only with Jackson Hewitt. Stop by your local Jackson Hewitt today. Express refund advance is an optional tax refund-related loan provided by MetaBank. It is not the actual tax refund. Tax returns may be filed electronically without applying for this loan. $200 to $1,300 with income verification. Availability and loan amounts are subject to certain conditions and locations. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're not off to a bad start, and that's always a good thing when we're trying to get going on a Monday morning. For Virginia, 95, a little bit of volume in toward Aquia, again in Woodbridge, and that's just starting to form. Had the stalled car on the Beltway in Alexandria. So watch as you're coming out of Maryland, crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, starting to see just at the end of the bridge span, a little bit of the stop and go. It's going to be in the far local lanes, the right lane blocked, waiting on that tow truck still, again, with the broken down car interloop in Alexandria. 66, just a little bit of volume in towards Centerville, but definitely slowing here in Falls Church. And in Leesburg, East Market Street at Plaza Street remains impacted by gas line repairs. So watch for crews at the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get through the cold today. Push temperatures up just a bit by tomorrow. Clouds will break into some sunshine today. Maybe some flurries and snow showers well west. Today's high near 30. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in northwest Washington right now, it's 12 degrees and falling. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Resolve to get organized this year? Staples has low prices on everything your business needs to be organized, like bankers, boxes, file folders, and storage bins. And right now, get 20% off select supplies. Ends 1/14. Restrictions may apply. Staples. Make more happen.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and I'd like to take this moment to thank you for making 2016 our best year ever. You've heard me on this station for over a decade, and there's a reason we're the number one Christian-owned mortgage lender in the area. It's our unwavering commitment to using our Christian values to serve our community. With the Fed recently raising interest rates again, you may not understand how this impacts you, but I do. Listen, we're not going to tease you into giving you money back by raising your interest rate like some of those other companies. Rates are going up. You have to get pre-approved now. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer looking to take cash out or eliminate your PMI, together, let's make 2017 your best year ever. Call us now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or visit our website, cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Are you a stressed out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in DC. Whether you own one or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel anytime. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more, all for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
I find unspeakable peace when I come to these grounds.
Catholic cemeteries are sacred ground.
There are times that we come here and we just want peace, we want quiet.
If you need help facing a death in the family, talk to your parish priest.
We just want to feel the closeness of the Lord.
Secure the place where your family will come in prayer. Call 301-871-1300 or visit ccaw.org.
And it's just the serenity, the closeness to our Creator.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
Oh my gosh, did you see the Golden Globes last night? Did you see Meryl Streep in her self-righteous rant? If you did, get on the phone right now and tell me what you'd like to say to Meryl Streep. If you haven't, stay tuned. We'll play it for you. It's all straight ahead in the 6 o'clock hour right here on Mornings on the Mall. It's time for the news at 6 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 6.